This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil.
The U.S. Senate is set to open Donald Trump's historic second impeachment trial starting at 1800 UTC. AP correspondent Sagar Magani with details.
It's just the fourth ever presidential impeachment trial, and half have involved Trump. Nearly 3 weeks after he left office, the Senate will consider whether he should be convicted of inciting an insurrection at the Capitol when rioters breached the very chamber where lawmakers will gather.
We fight like hell.
His lawyers argued Trump's remarks to backers minutes before the riot did not amount to incitement, that they acted on their own, and the trial itself is unconstitutional because he's now a private citizen. Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer disagrees.
Some people say, oh, let this go away. Oh, no.
Saying there must be accountability. While Trump's lawyers call this political theater, Democrats argue Trump committed the most grievous of constitutional crimes, though he's likely to be acquitted by the narrowly divided Senate. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In a statement issued during a media briefing, U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price said, the United States stands with the people of Myanmar and supports their right to assemble peacefully. This is amid a mass demonstration against a military coup in the country on February 1st. This comes as Myanmar police on Monday warned protesters to disperse or face force, including live ammunition, shortly after state television signaled impending action to stifle mass demonstrations against a military coup and the arrest of the elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi. Price told reporters at the State Department the United States is concerned about any order by Myanmar's military rulers restricting public gatherings and was moving quickly to form its response to the military takeover. This is VOA News. Evidence is mounting that having COVID-19 may not protect a person against getting infected again, with some of the new variants emerging around the world. New research also suggests that people can get second infections with earlier versions of the coronavirus if they mounted a weak defense the first time. How long immunity lasts from natural infection is a big question. Scientists still think reinfections are fairly rare and usually less serious than the initial ones. Recent cases in Brazil and South Africa have caused concern. Health officials say the solution is to get vaccinated as soon as possible and take steps to avoid infection. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is now on quarantine after a member of his security detail tested positive for the coronavirus. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
The Transportation Department says Secretary Pete Buttigieg is in quarantine for the next 2 weeks after being in close contact with a security agent, including Monday before the agent tested positive. Former South Bend, Indiana mayor and Democratic Party presidential candidate has since tested negative and says he feels fine. The department notes that he received the first dose of the vaccine in recent weeks and will get a follow-up shot when the quarantine is completed. A second person also in recent contact with the agent and Buttigieg is in quarantine as well. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Germany, Poland, and Sweden have each declared a Russian diplomat in their country persona non grata. They were retaliating in kind to last week's decision by Moscow to expel diplomats from three European Union countries. Russian officials accused them of attending a demonstration in support of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Germany's foreign ministry said Russia's decision to expel the diplomats, including a staffer at the German embassy in Moscow, was not justified in any way. It added the decision was taken in close coordination with Poland, Sweden, and the European Diplomatic Service. Any decision about holding the 2020 Tokyo Olympic Games postponed by a year due to the coronavirus pandemic must be based on science. That's according to U.S. President Joe Biden during a radio show Sunday. The games are set to start in under 6 months, and the Japanese government and International Olympic Committee are vowing to hold them as planned, although under strict conditions that could include staging them without spectators. Biden speaking on a Westwood One sports radio program broadcast during halftime of the Super Bowl said he hoped the games would take place mainly for the sake of the athletes who have trained so hard for them. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Thank you.